Hey guys, Brian here with the Scratch Your Niche podcast, and we're bringing you kind of a fun new format where I'm doing a coaching call, essentially, with various small business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs in the area. I think you're going to have a lot of fun listening to it. We start out, we get to hear a little bit about who they are, what they do, and what their niche is, and then we jump into a question. So stay tuned for that. I hope you enjoy it, and I would love your feedback. Take a minute, if you haven't already, download the Anchor app, because I'd love for you to contribute your questions, your thoughts, your ideas via the free message feature that's within the app. So check it out. And without further ado, here's the episode.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, Brian? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so well, bro. Thank you so much for taking this time. Thanks for being patient with me getting on the horn with you. This is going to be fun, dude. You ready to do this?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, for our Scratch Your Niche audience, would you tell us who you are, what you do, and what's your niche?
Well, we're sitting here with Matt and Lisa, and we're with Tacoma Wiener Company.
Hi, Brian.
What up, Lisa?
How's it going?
So good. So glad you're here on the call, too. This is awesome.
Yep.
And so Tacoma Wiener Company. Yes. Do you want to clarify anything there real quick?
Sure. Yeah. So about 10 years ago, or so, I started a little hot dog truck, like for gourmet hot dogs. It's a little cart that I've had for about 10 years, and I've been kind of on and off just kind of doing this, and been around the period, different little night scenes, different little events here and there with this little cart, and kind of been a passion of mine, like just wanted to bring like a good gourmet hot dog to Tacoma. They have it in Seattle, the traditional Seattle dog. The cream cheese and onions, it's kind of a big part of like going to a game and just enjoying yourself, right? And so, but there was nothing down in Tacoma. And so I kind of brought it down in this area. I guess if I back up, I originally started back in 05. I had a coffee shop in Tacoma and I wanted to put my cart out there, and that didn't quite pan out. So fast forward a few years and then I ended up getting the little cart. Well, now, bring to 2019, we got into the Puyallup Washington State Fair, Puyallup Fair.
Yes.
And we needed more space and more ability to serve. And so with the kind of the health department's guidance, we end up getting a food truck that went out of business, and we were able to take over the food truck. And so, yeah, so that's kind of where we're at.
Beautiful.
Right now. And we weren't looking to do events and kind of moving forward. We're trying to do more lunch stuff, do more, cater more events, do more weddings and stuff like that. So it's kind of
beautiful, man. So you saw a need for a gourmet hot dog presence in the South Puget Sound, and you filled the need, man. How have the people responded?
It's like, great.
What's been the feedback you've received?
You know, the problem, I think the biggest problem, like as a hot dog, right? People think of a free ticket to the Rainiers game and a dirty water hot dog that's, you know, green and, you know, like, and they're like, they don't quite understand, but then they taste it. They're like, man, you know, I might not eat this every day, but this is great. This is delicious. And I mean, we got so much positive feedback that almost really inspiring at the fair, because all these people were coming up and they're like, man, that was the best hot dog I've ever had in my life. And it's like,
you're kidding.
Hands down, I don't have someone come back and complain, you know, that was like, you know, that was the best hot dog I've ever had. I've never tried it with cream cheese or, you know, like what brand do you use? Because that's not the same thing as, you know, what we get from Costco at the, so.
That's so awesome to hear, man. So I kind of want you to paint a picture, you know, just if you can, like what are the dogs made of? What's like your signature dog that everyone goes nuts about? You know, maybe some of the names even that you have for some of these dogs, man, like
I would say like the Seattle dog, right? So is a cream cheese hot dog, right? So either Polish or beef. My personal favorite would be the Polish, right? And that's cream cheese, onions, and along with I like barbecue sauce.
You're saying cream cheese. You're saying cream cheese on a hot dog.
It's life changing. We do.
Yeah. Do you toast the buns? Okay. Now I can see that all come together, like a meaty crunchy, bready, bagel-y, cream cheesy, delicious.
It's funny. I mean, I was, several years ago, I was in Texas. We're out and about, and there was a food festival, and there's a hot dog guy. And I was like, hey, man, you get some cream cheese. And he stopped what he's doing, and he's like, you're from Seattle. So, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, they did, like, a different thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And stuff. And, you know, we add bacon to our hot dogs and whatnot, but it's just more of a, you know, like, just with the onions and the cream cheese, it just stands out. And we took a couple other steps. Lisa's took some other steps. And, we made some maple and some peanut butter bacon dogs. And
We started with a really simple menu, but we kind of were getting creative with a pickle and peanut butter with a little bit of maple syrup on there. It sounds kind of crazy, but that sweet and salty.
Oh, that sounds delightful. Now, Lisa, I'd love to hear more about your role. I mean, sounds like you've helped with some of the creativity, maybe some of the operations. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
I think it's a joint effort right now. Like I said, Matt had this cart, and it was just a fun side thing for us, a fun thing to do together. These last couple summers, we were taking it out more into the community. I've never been in the world of, business ownership, but it's just been fun, and I found that I really like getting out there and talking to people. And I think that's the best part about it, is that you end up just talking to people all day long, and they have fun stories. And, we're not doing anything serious. We're doing hot dogs. So it's a fun thing, and people are having fun.
I love it. I love it. Awesome. Well, guys, what does the future look like for you? And what are you dreaming about in the future? And then what's maybe something that's a pain point that I can help with? I'd love to just tackle something that you're wrestling with. And
the fair kind of ended. So that was kind of the high point, right? So, and then now with the truck, there's several things. We need the truck wrapped, either wrapped or painted or something. It is currently wrapped, but it has the other brand that was, well, funny thing, actually, was a hot dog truck. But it's just not our logo stuff. And so we kind of went, try to get that wrapped or painted or something like that, just so that we can show who we are. And then
branding, absolutely.
Which we've kind of been kind of working around couple different options, and then which is kind of expensive. That's the other problem. And then once we get, basically, as soon as the health department's done for our annual permit, we're gonna be on the road. I mean, we anticipate being on the road within the next 15 to 30 days. And then be able to do the lunch crowd. I know Generous Corner, we want to be down there with Sean. And then on Saturdays, and just try to be out in the community and just kind of be open for whatever kind of comes our way.
Beautiful. So this is not currently your full-time gig. This is something that you guys have just continued to nurture.
This is going to be, sorry to interrupt, this is Lisa's full-time gig.
Yep, full-time as of the fair.
She
got you.
She quit her job.
How awesome.
Put her 2-week notice. It was felt like the right thing to do for the fair. And then just kind of focused on the truck and trying to get the permitting stuff done. And then kind of be the day-to-day. I mean, I work swing shift currently right now. Obviously be there when I can on the weekends and stuff. But it's kind of going to be her kind of gig, is the plan.
Yeah, we just thought if we were getting it off the ground, we wanted to go all in, be able to give it everything we have.
Yeah, well, I mean, what incredible exposure being at the fair and having that audience. I mean, million people come through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of people that you were able to expose your brand to and get your dogs in their mouths. So. we'll let that one pass. And
well, it's funny. Our slogan's more than a mouthful, right? So it is.
Appropriate. Yeah. It's delicious. I love it. Well, guys, what are you coming up against? What's challenging you right now?
Let's hear it. So we did a lease option to buy for the truck, and so we have until January. And so obviously the timing for the fair and with the getting the truck, it wasn't ideal for the summertime, right? Because the summers would be a lot more events and we'd be able to be quite a bit more busy. And so I think looking forward to the future, we're only a few months away from January. We got to make this kind of the lump sum payment to the truck. And so I think that's the biggest thing, like of how we can make sure that we are able to fund the truck come January. Funding the truck is the main thing.
Wow. Yeah. So there's just kind of a short runway to raise how much money? Are you able to say it, or would you rather just keep that private, or what do you think?
I think we can say it. We're looking about $45,000 right now. And that's not including like a wrap or anything like that for the truck. We made a little money at the fair to kind of get some of the permits out of the way for the health department and whatnot, but we're just not quite there for like a full wrap.
Got you. Okay. So, I mean, first thing that pops into my mind, obviously, is especially with your heart, you know, being driven by the passion of being in your community and, you know, doing events and just connecting with people, right? I'm thinking crowdfunding, you know, some kind of crowdsourced funding like we did years ago for Anthem Coffee, right? To expand into our space in downtown Puyallup, we had an opportunity to grow our business by another 800 square feet or so. But we needed some money. We needed a little bit of cashola to the tune of about 20 G's. And, you know, what we did is we created a compelling campaign, a video, making the need known and using a platform called Kickstarter, right? These days, there's Indiegogo, there's GoFundMe, which I haven't had much experience with GoFundMe, so I can't really recommend that one. But and then Kickstarter, like I said, was the platform we used back then. And these kind of crowdsourced funding platforms, they allow you to create reward levels, you know, various tiers, if you will, that when people pledge X amount of dollars, they are able to then, you know, receive a reward if funding commences, right? Now, I think the big if is how it works with Kickstarter. But what's cool about Indiegogo is I think no matter what you raise, you get to keep. Here's the other cool thing in the process of doing a crowdsource funding type marketing play it's quite simply put, it's like a 30 to 45 day pure pandemonium marketing effort, you know, where you get your friends, your family, your audience chiming in, chipping in, sharing, contributing, and being a part of helping you to get to the next level. So it ends up being a win for you for visibility, a win for you guys as well to raise money, and then a win for those that are helping to support because they actually get something in return. Now, where the real magic happens is the way that you design the reward tiers. Okay. So things like, you know, pre-purchasing X amount of, you know, hot dogs for X amount of dollars, right? And giving a good deal on that, or even having reward tiers that are higher level of financial support, but actually result in you catering a wedding or catering a private party or doing some kind of, you know, crazy event
in our range.
You know what I'm saying? And so we were successful when we did this years ago. It was something that really propelled us, I think, and gave us sustainable success because, again, all the attention that was on our brand, all the excitement of involving the community. And whenever you involve the community or your team, like as you build, you're going to have to build a team to help run the truck down the road too. The key here is involvement equals ownership. This is a principle I learned years ago from a dear friend of mine and pastor that I worked under very closely for a couple of years. And I realized that, man, as I involved whoever it was that I would talk with about whatever it is that I was passionate about, that involvement transferred ownership. You know, they got to speak into the ideas and they got to feel like they were a part of something bigger. And that's the goal here. So that would be my recommendation, y'all. Like, I think you got a great shot here. You got a fun brand. It's fun loving. It actually meets a need. It's very niche-y. The other thing that I would consider too, this is kind of a side note as I'm talking out loud with you, is I would consider maybe even expanding your menu slightly. You know, what goes great with hot dogs besides hot dogs on a bun?
Yeah, absolutely.
And all that jazz.
We've been brainstorming. Thing that comes up is kind of the sides. I think, you know, we, in our regular lives, we try to live a little bit healthier. And so, you know, a hot dog every day may not be the most healthy option, but we try to pair it with, you know, healthy sides. So we're thinking about, you know, like a good hearty potato salad instead of doing like French fries or something like that. We do a potato salad or a coleslaw or those sorts of things. So pairing it with healthier options too.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, one thing that pops in my mind, I grew up eating
mac
and cheese and hot dogs. And I'm like, man, I'm thinking that'd be a great little side too, right? So, you know, just I would try to think that through too. And in this video, that if you guys end up trying to do like a crowdsource funding campaign, you know, cast some vision for the future, you know, explain to people that, man, if we hit $5,000, we're going to unlock this hearty, healthy potato salad. If we hit $8,000, we're going to unlock this new item. And then there's three other mystery items that
could keep raising
money and hit these benchmarks. You know, it's just fun. And it keeps people revisiting the thing. The kicker to all of this is that it's got to be done, you know, incredibly well, visually. The story has to be told flawlessly with clarity as well. Like making sure that the ask that you guys have is well thought out. You know, and maybe you don't necessarily go and ask for the entire amount, but maybe, you know, your target is half of that, or who knows too, who comes out of the woodwork to go, hey, I want to invest or support and help furnish your dream. You know, that's happened in our world over the years. People have just come out of the woodwork and gone, I believe in this thing. Let me, sure. You know,
like
I want to help.
Like an angel investor or something like that.
You never know
what
could happen.
Yeah. Silent partner.
Yeah, too. Even silent partner or potentially somebody just writing, underwriting your growth and going, you know, I believe in it. I get to benefit from it in the community. Here's some extra cash and it's a write-off. Thanks for playing. So, you know, there's been some generous people that have come across our path over the years. And it's just been so cool to see. We wouldn't be where we're at today had it not been for their involvement and their investment. So, these are just a few things, man, a few thoughts to consider. Obviously, you know, this podcast is actually furnished and brought to you by Foster's Creative. They're a company that we've partnered with at Anthem for all of our creative and marketing needs and all that jazz. Additionally, to give a shout out to Premier Media Group. This is Josh Dunn and their team over at South Sound Magazine, South Sound Business Magazine, 425 Mag. This podcast, Scratch Your Niche, is in collaboration with those guys. So I would have to recommend, and not because I have to, but because, you know, there's been nobody that's done such a complete job of serving our media needs as Foster's Creative. Bryson and his team over there, from the visual standpoint to the storytelling standpoint, photos, videos, creative, I mean, all of that stuff. So valuable.
Yeah.
Kind of pluggy, kind of pitchy.
No, definitely.
Salesy,
I think we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun watching your campaigns and all that. And it really gets us excited about what you're doing. So we can definitely see it come through.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And I think, I mean, come on, with a company like yours, man, Tacoma Wiener Company, there's just nothing but fun to be had. And so I think the next move is to just kind of, you know, I'll introduce you to those guys. I'll collab with you if you want to move forward on some kind of crowdsource funding marketing
campaign. I think my biggest worry,
you know, I think it'd be
I think
a big
my
win
biggest
for you guys.
Thing that I'm thinking yeah, about is that hype before the campaign, you know, getting people excited about it before we actually start the campaign, making sure people are aware of it. I've read some tips about it, and that's one of the biggest things that keeps coming up is getting the word out before you start the campaign.
Right. You do a pre-campaign party or pre-release thing, pre-launch. You have basically, you know, why not a midnight tasting or some kind of event where, you know, as many people as possible can come out and literally taste the product, spend time with you guys, hear the vision firsthand of what it is you're wanting to do. And I'm talking about maybe even in collaboration with Anthem some way, somehow, you know, we platform you as well in the process. And again, I'm just talking out loud. I'm brainstorming. I'm dreaming with you. But I think, gosh, what a great way to build excitement. And all those attendees, you know, their only requirement for admission to an event like this is that they would bring their cellular device and their cell, you know, their photo taking tool, and that they would market for us, that they would blast something on social themselves as they're tasting the product, as the link launches and goes live, they share the thing. And it's just kind of all at once, boom, there's a collective blast out to everyone on the socials.
Yeah,
you know, so that's very crucial, man. There's a big ramp up, you know, hey guys, in 10 days we have a big announcement, in 5 days we, you know, and all that. So of course that'll be part of the whole marketing campaign that Foster's Creative and I can help put together for you guys. So we've been down this road. We've helped several companies do this.
Yeah, I think we're both nodding our head and writing things down as you're talking. I think it's really exciting, you know, thinking about an event and all of that.
That's awesome.
And we got an event coming up this Saturday, actually. We're at the Fruitland Grange in Puyallup. They're on 112th. Yeah.
Yeah, that's in my stomping grounds, man, where I grew up, just down the street. I used to sleep there at the Fruitland Grange instead of going to college. And I remember my mom would ask me, she'd go, so how was school today, honey? And I'd be like, great, Ma. And then I just, all the lies, it just ate at me and my conscience. And I finally one day had to sit her down and go, you know what, Ma?
Oh, no.
I've been lying to you.
You could have went to the mall.
I've not been going to class.
The mall was probably closed.
I know, right? I mean, I could have been doing a lot worse than sleeping in my car, getting a much-needed beauty sleep. You know, I was getting well rested for what my future held, which was growing and building Anthem and having babies. You know, I've got three boys and all that. So anyway, fun stuff. Fruitland Grange, Tacoma Wiener Company, Matt and Lisa, I wish you guys the best. I'm so thankful we got to have this time together on the phone. And
yes.
This won't be the last time we talk. Let's catch up soon. And
I appreciate it, Brian. Thank you so much.
It was great talking to you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
You too, guys. Take care. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.